We're talking with Mike Kubicek, of course, of the Oklahoma Peanut Commission. And Mike, I know that you raised some concerns with Secretary Vilsack and Congressman Lucas about how producers are having to deal with this this bankruptcy from southeastern Oklahoma of Clint Williams.
Well, it's a massive historical event, actually, because it covers peanut producers not only in Oklahoma but Arkansas, Mississippi, and Texas. It's FSA has never seen anything of this scale, and actually we need protection from FSA because they're in attempt to protect our producers. They're invoking the U.S. Warehouse Act that really wasn't designed for peanuts, and in essence they would actually be asking our producers to forfeit their marketing loans, and there's not a market for peanuts right now, and it would be devastating to all of our producers.
So in fact it would be a massive market dump.
Well, we think it'll cripple the industry all through the Southwest.
So, you know, right now, what is the recourse for? You know, what are producers trying to get their arms around then on this?
Well, the commission and our colleagues in the other states we're working with the House Ag Committee staff and the chairman, and we're visiting with the FSA at higher levels and trying to resolve the issues of letting the marketing loan run its course. We're asking them to not impose penalties of handling fees that were advanced to the bankrupt company, and they're seeking those returns from the producer. They never received those dollars to begin with. We're asking them to get the warehouses relicensed from the new shelter owners and to work out a management agreement with them and not hold them responsible for the contents of those warehouses when they don't own them and they don't know what they were going in.
What does this mean as far as this financial problem, the woes that we see with this company? What does that mean for Oklahoma peanut industry?
Well, where we stand today is that for those producers that have a marketing loan, that would be all of the proceeds they would have received from this crop. We have producers that didn't qualify for a marketing loan because USDA said that the peanuts were in warehouses that did not qualify. And the deadline for a marketing loan is this weekend, and they're not going to be able to meet that. So those farmers would receive nothing for their crop as it stands today. Our producers had contracts that were voided because of the bankruptcy, and they lost about $250, $270 a ton on the loss of those contracts. Then the penalties that potentially could be imposed to them by FSA would just worsen that. So our work is to try to get them a little safety here, a little time for us to regroup, and for the new shelter owners to develop a market for the peanuts that our farmers produce, which, by the way, was a record production, over 4,000 pounds per acre, and it was one of the highest quality crops we've ever produced. What a shame it would be to lose that crop and not get it out to our consumers.
What percentage of our production is tied up in this potential legal issue?
Yeah, in Oklahoma it's 80%.
Wow.
And it's substantial in the other states as well. Now, we're thankful that other shellers have stepped forward and have purchased the facilities, and they have similar issues with FSA at this point, trying to work forward an agreement. They need to get these warehouses emptied before the next harvest comes, because right now they're brim full. And so it's a timing issue. It's one at the farm gate. It's one of when will I receive payment for my crop? Mm-hmm. And at just right here before we're getting ready to plant the next crop, the decisions, do I stay in peanut business or not?
Yeah.